We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Folks, there is just there is a short list of names that you can say and a short list of voices that you can listen to know, wow, it's a big game. And this guy is most certainly on that list. Brent Musburger, it is an absolute pleasure to have you here in Cleveland on Bull and Fox this afternoon, courtesy of the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How are you, sir?
Hey guys, I'm great. Terrific to be talking to all the great fans of the teams back in Ohio. All the Buckeye games I did through the years. Of course, my goodness, the great Cleveland Brown teams. And I'm so old. I go back to when the Browns were playing in Cleveland before they disguised themselves as the Ravens and ran off to Baltimore. You know what? Now here I am. If you play that clip, listen. I've tipped the Brown defense off. Beware of this dude Ruggs, you know what I mean? You guys gave away our secret. Hey, listen, well, I'm great. How you doing?
we're doing fantastic. And look, neither team has been able to stop much vertically, and we'll get into that here in just a moment. Sure. All right, Brent, you mentioned something about the Buckeyes, and I was going to wait on this, but I'm going to throw it right out there. So I went to Ohio State. Dustin played at Ohio State. Plenty of friends of mine went to Ohio State. And we were all convinced for the many years that you did college football games, and I know you know what's coming.
Exactly.
We are convinced that, you know what, Brent likes everybody in the Big Ten, but don't tell us that Brent doesn't like Ohio State and the Columbus campus just a little bit more than everybody else. So tell us, Brent, did you have favorites, and was Ohio State at the top of your list?
Because I did so many of their great performances, I'm sure everybody reads it. I tried to go down the middle, but it was very, very difficult. I had such good times in Columbus, following the Buckeyes on the road. My friend Gary Danielson. Let me go back in time. I think it was Dan Fouts. Actually, I've worked with so many great guys, I can't remember. But anyway, we were scheduled to do the championship game between Ohio State and Miami. I think that game was played down in Arizona. So I get a call about 2 weeks before that game from the management at ESPN. And they said, Brent, we've got a problem, and we would like you to help us out. I said, well, what's your problem? Well, Joe Theismann, a little bit of a contract dispute. He was doing Monday Night Football, and they were do the wild card game was going to be up in New England with somebody. Maybe the Jets were involved in that game, as I recall, going way back. At any rate, I said, that means we come off the championship game, right? He said, yeah. I said, you can't do both. And he said, I know it's late. And I said, hey, listen, I'll do it. No problem. So we go up there, and it becomes blowout city. It becomes one of the worst. It becomes worse than wild card game in history, perhaps. And so now, as we're watching TV, you know, I think it was either that weekend or a week later. At any rate, as you know, the Buckeyes and Miami, they duked it out, one of the great championship games. Dan Fouts never forgave me for giving that game up. So it was the only big one I missed with the Buckeyes. But I had, listen, the other thing about Ohio State, They were always so nice to us. I mean, you go to practice, they tell us what to expect. They gave us the players. You love the place, you know. And then later, of course, I worked with Kirk Herbstreit, graduate and Ohio State loyalist. So things were great. And I did love the Buckeyes, but I got a kick out once, and this is a Gary Danielson anecdote. Gary at the time was living up in Michigan, and he and I did a Michigan Ohio State game, and the Buckeyes win it. But when he's leaving town, he's listening to the radio station in Columbus, might have been your fellow station, and they're knocking me because I was pro Michigan. He said, I go across the border, I switch to Detroit, and they're knocking you because you're pro Ohio State. I said, perfect. We did well, my friend.
You did your job.
Legendary broadcaster Brent Musburger with us here. Brent, you know, now that you're doing radio with the Raiders, I'm curious.
Right.
You had the legendary line that you said, you are looking live. And love to hear that when you come on the air doing a Buckeyes game or what have you. Do you now say you're listening live?
You know, I have used it. I don't use it all the time, but I have used it, and I kind of chuckle when I use it. Because, listen, here in Las Vegas, I still have people. I was down at the opening of the new casino downtown, Circa, which, by the way, you guys ever drop by Las Vegas, you want to see a ball game, go down to that sports book. It's the grandest sports book that the world has ever seen, Circa downtown. But anyway, a couple guys came up, and they went picture, and they said, will you please say you are looking live, you know, into their cell phones. So, people come up and ask about it all the time. But I have used – listen, since you asked me about it, I will use it. I will use it on the Cleveland game. You are listening live. Yes, sir. It'll be
there. Oh, yes. Yes, I can't wait to hear it. Brent Musburger with us. Brent, so are you living now full-time in Vegas?
Yes. I'm a little careful on full-time because we've still got a part-time place up in Montana. Where I grew up, and my children, my two sons, are now grown, and I've got grandchildren up there. So when the weather gets about 115 degrees every day, you can find me in Montana, lads. But no, our residency is here in Las Vegas, where my wife Arlene and I are now.
And how many days a week are you at the sports book?
You knew that was coming.
You know, exactly. But you know, and I'll answer your question specifically, but I'll tell you what's changed is that, you know, my telephone is loaded with the different casinos and the numbers and the books.
That's
and
right,
everything.
Yeah.
So you really don't have to go in. And, you know, at my age, a little bit more vulnerable to the virus. So I'm a little bit careful about where I go to mask up. I'll drop by the Rampart. Like I said, I was out to Circa. I go over to Red Rocks. But I don't want to think I do it every day because I really don't. I've got access to everything here. And, of course, VSIN, which my nephew started, which is the Vegas Stats and Information Network, I still go up with. I'll go up this afternoon. They're always asking about my Big Sexy, you know, which is every week I pick the three biggest games of the week in the NFL. And it's my Big Sexy. And then I talk about what the numbers are, what the public thinks of that. And we have a lot of fun with that. So I enjoy the experience here in Las Vegas a lot.
You know, one of the things that you did when you were on the air is you would like subtly reference gambling lines.
You mentioned
your friends in the desert and things like that. Can I ask you about this? So 2013, you know the game, Ohio State Northwestern, one of the worst beats of all time. In Vegas, $100 million changed hands on one play.
Goodness.
It was 3rd and 18. Brett, when you're watching that, because you know the line. I mean, you're watching that. You referenced it. Was that the worst beat you've ever seen watching a game live, calling a game live?
I've seen a lot, but that certainly ranks up there with them. I have to tell you that if you go back into the tape of that game and you watch the coach's tape, there was a big stop on 4th down and 1 near midfield. Honestly, Northwestern had a chance to upset them in that game, and then the Buckeyes stop them. And then, of course, Northwestern's going to cover. And then, of course, the all-time fumble. You know, Scott Van Pelt, he never lets me forget it because he plays it all the time on ESPN. People ask me about that game. Probably the worst bad beat. And the last time people always come to me and they say, you mentioned it, you talk about it, you bet on these games? I said, I don't bet on the games I cover. I bet on other games that I'm not covering. But I said, let me take you back in time. I was doing the NBA. We were doing a late-night game on the West Coast. It was Portland hosting the Lakers, and it was a Friday night, well past midnight in the East. And I had bet dinner for the production crew, with the director on the game, and I had the Lakers in something like 3.5, but I'll never forget it. I had it one. Okay, Blazers are well on their way, and they come down, and Keith Wilkes then at the corner, who somebody for the Lakers jacks up a long shot. Okay, I had no business taking it. Needs to run more time off the clock, and I get all upset about it. I jump on him for taking his back. And I realized when I talked to myself afterwards that night, I shouldn't have done it. That was very unbecoming. It had nothing to do with the game itself, but it was all because I had dinner on the line. That was the last time I ever bet it. But still, it was a terrible shot. He never should have taken that shot. You know what I mean?
Still bothers him. Brent Musburger is our guest again. He is the play-by-play voice for the Las Vegas Raiders. Browns 5-2 taking on the Raiders 3-3. All right, last thing before we start getting into this game. 2 years ago, you were retired. And I mean, you've accomplished everything, it would seem, Brent. I mean, nearly five decades covering all kinds of sports. You're a legend in the industry. How much of a sell job was it for Mark Davis to talk you back into the booth and being the play-by-play voice for the Raiders?
You know, it was actually my wife. She cast the deciding vote. I was stunned, to tell you the truth. I was introducing Mark to Derek Stevens, who happens to own the Circa and the D downtown. They'd never met, and I walked away for a while, and they conversed, and it was prior to a Vegas Golden Knights hockey game. I was just there as a fan when I went over and said goodbye and got Derek to come back with his wife so we could go get our seats. And Mark said, Brent, would you come do the announcing for the Raiders? And honestly, to be perfectly honest with you, I thought he was talking about the four preseason games that you do on television, mm-hmm. that they hire their own announcers. I don't know who does the games for the Browns, for example, in August. I really thought that. And I said, you know, and I gave him my phone number. I said, you know, call me next week. We'll talk about it. And I forgot about it. And then he called, and it was the radio gig. And so, you know, I travel and everything. I went to Arlene, and she said, listen, you love it. You love the action. You love being around it. You've never done this for one team. Go ahead, do it. So off I go and travel in and out of Oakland, travel with the team. Although I know John Gruden. I know John Gruden forever. And I knew what a terrific guy he was to be around and how open he was with you when you needed to find things out. So I really enjoyed it. And, you know, this is actually the third year that I've done it. And I've really, you know, you get close to one team, so you find out more about that particular team. When we were dropping in and out of Ohio State or Ann Arbor or Madison or down in Tuscaloosa or Baton Rouge or wherever, you kind of start from scratch every week because you don't follow one team. And here, it's a little bit easier for me because, you know, most of the homework now in the next couple of days before we go to the game will be on the Cleveland Browns and the stats. And, of course, I go way back with Baker, having covered him at Oklahoma in his big Sugar Bowl win, I believe it was against Auburn down there. That was one of the last games I ever did. And you know, he's a character. He was great to talk to. He's full of confidence, as everybody in Cleveland knows. And now he's coming off a definitive game, and we'll see how he builds off of that. Being able to throw five touchdown passes, come back in the final minute, beat the Cincinnati Bengals, having lost Beckham to that injury early, is something that could launch Baker Mayfield on his way. I know he's a little bit controversial after last season with his performance and everything. But most of us who follow the NFL kind of shook our heads at that coaching hire last year, to tell you the truth. I mean, the man's probably a good football man, but I think he was in over his head. And clearly who you've brought in, Coach Stefanski, knows exactly what he's doing. Very intelligent, likes his running backs, likes his tight ends. And the Vikings have struggled without him being over there. So it's going to be kind of interesting to watch. I'm really looking forward to Sunday. By the way, we're going to play again next year because the rotation means that the Raiders will play the teams in the AFC North. Now, that game will be in Cleveland because the Browns were out in Oakland a couple years ago when Hugh Jackson was a coach. Yeah. I think that game went overtime, and the Raiders finally won it by three. So we'll see what goes. This is going to be, guys, this is going to be a very close football game. This one's going into the fourth quarter. The Raiders are coming off their worst performance of the year. And I will tell you that Tom Brady, he shocked me. He's as good at 43 as he was at 33. I mean, man can ball it. He threw a couple of great passes to take us down. And the Buccaneers' defense is becoming elite, okay? I mean, the way they come in. Todd Bowles, I think he'll get another head coaching job. He failed with the Jets for a lot of reasons. Not a good organization. But that defense for the Buccaneers, that is very, very good defense. The Browns, of course, Myles Garrett leads the league in sacks with 9. Our offensive line, we had some COVID problems. We'll see. They'll have to have all eyes on him when they set up. Derek Carr's played well. He's had a good year. He and John Gruden are on the same page. Ruggs needs to be used more. He needs more touches than he had against the Buccaneers. Nobody knows that better than Coach Gruden. But I really expect this to be a good game. It opened up at a 3-point margin. In other words, the Browns were favored by a field goal. That's a key number. And it was attacked by some of the respected bettors here in Las Vegas down to 2.5 points right now. And we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what that is going forward. You guys can tell me, are we expecting windy conditions in Cleveland on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Cold.
Okay, that could
and
be
wind another. and maybe a little bit of rain. You got to be a masochist to take the under in this game. I think with both these offenses, the numbers they put up. Hey, real quick on Carr, you've seen him now for a few years, and obviously this season, you know, he's put up the numbers, but his interceptions are way down. Taking much better care of the football. What is it about Carr this year that makes him, you know, he looks better. He looks like the player we saw as a rookie.
Yeah, first of all, you know, you need protection, and you need playmakers, and you got to have the guy on the sideline who can call plays, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's got all the above. Now, the offensive line has only been healthy together for part of game one, okay? And then we had, for various reasons, lost Incognito. Trent Brown has been in and out, but he's got playmakers. He's got Ruggs. Aguilar has wound up being a revelation. You know, he had the dropsies when he was with the Eagles. He's come here. He's played well. John has an abundance of talented tight ends, which I know that the Browns defensive coaches are looking at right now. But when you start with Darren Waller, and then you go to Jason Witten, Foster Moreau, and Derek Carrier, and they use 3 tight ends at a given time. Coach Stefanski is very well aware because he used tight ends very well with the Vikings. So he'll know. And I would suspect that replacing Beckham, the Browns might even use that. But specifically to Carr. Carr has been underrated by the media for some time, and he had one different offense after another that he had to reckon with. And so now you're in year 3, and so he and John are on the same page. Now there are times when he has fumbled in the pocket, okay, and that they're going to have to be very mindful of Garrett, because Garrett comes with very good hands. He's got a great reach when he comes in on a quarterback, and Derek has fumbled a couple of times this year. That doesn't show up in the interception stats. Now, he's very careful. He'll check it down. He'll get it out quickly. He's a terrific young man. I couldn't say one negative word about him personally. Great family man, very loyal to his teammates, well-liked by his team. And because the Raiders haven't won, you know, the quarterback is the focal point. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's not going to change in the NFL. Every quarterback in the league, Baker understands that going forward. People got down on him last year. Browns didn't win, didn't live up to their advanced billing. But the one thing that has changed with Derek, John has emphasized run, run, run. And finally, even last week, Derek took off and picked up a couple of first downs. A quarterback has to know in the NFL when to get out and pick up that first down. It is absolutely critical in the league with the athletic ability that these defenses have now. That, I would say, is the area where he has improved the most. Now, situation awareness through the 3 years, sometimes has eluded him, okay, which is unfortunate. I'm going to give you he reached for a pylon last year and fumbled the ball through the end zone for a touchback, and it was the second time he'd done it as a Raider. So, in other words, those are things you cannot make mistakes on the second time, okay? The Raiders were on their way to beating Jacksonville last year. Derek, here again, ran for the first down. That was it. The Jaguars were out of timeouts, couldn't stop the clock, and Derek slid down in bounds. But when he got up, he finished his slide out of bounds. Then he then got up and celebrated by throwing the ball toward the grandstand. And I think the side judge was thrown off by everything. He stopped the clock, okay? And that allowed the Jaguars to get the ball back and move down for the winning touchdown. So situation awareness, I would say, is the biggest thing that he still mm-hmm. has to improve on. But he's learned a lot from Coach Gruden through the years. And he'll play well if someone can stop Myles Garrett Richardson on that front. That's still to be determined coming up on Sunday. We'll see how that unfolds.
All right, so Brent, before we get you out of here, I've got to say I've had two calls in my lifetime that I've had put on my answering machine. I'm dating myself, an answering machine as my greeting because they were just so good. And one was an Indians call of a Manny Ramirez home run. The other was Holy Buckeye, Craig Krenzel to Michael Jenkins. My partner, Dustin Fox, was in that game, obviously. Take us through Holy Buckeye. It still, to this day, has a huge place in many Buckeyes fans' hearts. So go ahead and take us through that play, if you would.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. People ask me, was it premeditated? And I said, no, it really wasn't. That game was in West Lafayette, as I recall, right?
Yeah.
And it was a dandy game. Joe Tiller, my old buddy, was a coach. I think Drew Brees, was he still slinging it on the other side? Anyway, a heck of a football game. And, Krenzel gets him loose. And it kind of came out of me. Because holy cow, my old drinking buddy, Harry Carey, that was one of his catchphrases. Probably came from him as much as anybody, but it wasn't a cow I was dealing with. It was a Buckeye, you know what I mean? So it is amazing here in Las Vegas how many Ohio State fans, well, some have retired here, as a matter of fact. I know a lot of Ohio State people who actually live here in Las Vegas now. But it is remarkable how many times that will come up to me through the years. What's the other one? I'm still mad at the Tostitos people that they never sent me a lifetime supply, you know, when I said this
Columbus.
Is for all the Tostitos.
Let's party, Columbus.
Okay, what the heck? And it just kind of came out, you know. It was such a great moment, unexpected as it was, and there it was. So yeah, and holy Buckeye, yeah, yes indeed. That was great. My boys up in Akron, you know, they've got the Budweiser distributorship in Cleveland. That's the House of La Rose up there. And they remind me about that. They're huge.
Yeah.
They're a huge Cleveland Brown and Ohio State Buckeye fans. And Frank and Tom and Tim and all the rest of the Rosers love that gang in there.
Well, Brent,
Uncle Brent, you're the best, man.
Well, you're the best, man. We're going to catch
guys.
Up again.
Listen,
we're
it was great catching up with you, and looking forward to the game on Sunday. It'll be great, and we'll go from there. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brent.
Thank you so much, Brent.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.